It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Had a nice weekend, windy weekend.
Yeah, windy, but at least it didn't get a major blizzard or anything.
And at least there was sunshine.
That's right. But roads were, I've come back from the cities, roads were not real good with that wind blowing across the snow and making them a little icy. So
we were just talking about a treacherous road north of Wheaton that both of us know pretty well.
Yeah, between Highway 75 and Rossell there along the dam, along, the Traverse there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, about a 40-foot drop on both sides of the road with no shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you were driving on that on ice.
Yeah. Truck and four-wheel drive, both hands on the wheel, white knuckle, doing about 35 miles an hour. And
that road's bad enough when it's dry in the summertime.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you made it. So,
yep, I am too.
All right.
Well, you drive it one way, and you got to realize, I got to come back on the same road too.
Just hope you don't meet anybody.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Raiderman 3rd Class Harold Dean Davis. Harold was born on June 24th, 1925, in Sioux City, Iowa, and passed away on August 21st, 1995. He entered active duty on June 9th, 1943, in Riverside, California, into the United States Navy, and was honorably discharged about 2.5 years later on December 6th, 1945, in San Pedro, California. He was a Raiderman during World War II, served on the USS Bexar and the USS Copahue. I'm pretty sure I butchered those names. You know, maybe the Navy guys will
sounds pretty close.
Correct me, but during World War II, and he received the World War II Victory Medal and the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal with one Bronze Service Star. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right, very good. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right, and we'll talk about your office here a little bit.
Yep.
Some more. Let's talk about our subject at hand today. We're talking about Blue Water Navy claims being determined.
Yes, there was a press release came out December 31st announcing that the VA will now start adjudicating the claims for service connection for veterans and family members of veterans who were stationed off the coast of Vietnam for herbicide exposure-related conditions or Agent Orange-related conditions. VA will begin deciding claims for the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019 at 12:01 a.m. Philippine Standard Time on January 1st, 2020. The Philippines is the farthest east VA regional benefits office. I didn't know they had a VA regional benefits office in the Philippines.
Hmm. Learn something every day.
Exactly. The act extends a presumption of herbicide exposure that includes toxins such as Agent Orange to veterans who served in the offshore waters of the Republic of Vietnam during the Vietnam War. It was signed into law June 25th. Law specifically affects Blue Water Navy veterans who served no more than 12 nautical miles offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between January 6, 1962, and May 7, 1975, as well as veterans who served in the Korean Demilitarized Zone between January 1, 1967, and August 31, 1971. Excuse me, coffee went down the wrong pipe. These veterans can now apply for disability compensation and other benefits if they have since developed one of 14 conditions that are presumed to be related to exposure to herbicides. Veterans do not need to prove that they were exposed to the herbicides. The specific conditions can be found by searching the term Agent Orange on va.gov. To be eligible, a veteran must have served in the identified locations during the specified time period and currently have conditions associated with herbicide exposures. Some of those are certain respiratory cancers, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, ischemic heart disease, just to name a couple of conditions. Blue Water Navy claims are being processed under current prioritization criteria. However, special priority is being given to veterans who are over the age of 85 or have a terminal condition. Qualifying recipients include affected veterans who are still living and certain survivors of deceased Blue Water Navy and Korean DMZ veterans. Excuse me again. Sorry. Survivors can file claims for benefits based on the veteran's service if the veteran died from at least one of the 14 presumptive conditions associated with herbicides, such as Agent Orange. Law also provides benefits for children born with spina bifida if their parent is or was a veteran with certain verified service in Thailand during a specific period. The Act includes provisions impacting the VA home loan program. Veterans have more access to obtain no down payment home loans regardless of loan amount, and the home loan funding fee is reduced for eligible reservists and National Guard borrowers who use their home loan benefits the first time. VA's website describes the eligibility for certain Purple Heart recipients who do not have to pay a funding fee, as well as other benefits. Veterans who want to file a claim for herbicide-related disability can use the standard application for disability compensation, VA 21-526-EZ, application for disability compensation and related compensation benefits, or work with a VA-recognized veteran service organization to assist with the application progress. Veterans may also contact their state Veterans Affairs office and, of course, their county veteran service officer.
That'd be you.
That'd be me. Blue Water Navy veterans who previously filed a claim seeking service connection for one of the 14 conditions that was denied by VA may provide or identify any new and relevant information regarding their claim when applying. To reapply, veterans may use a different form, the 20-0995 Decision Review Request Supplemental Claim. As a result of the new law, VA will automatically review claims that are currently in the VA review process or under appeal. Visit Blue Water Navy Veterans Benefits for more information. You can call 1-800-749-8387 for special issues. You can also contact the Veterans Linkage Line.
And you have that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level?
Garden level.
Garden under there somewhere. It will be.
Under all the snow.
Another 3, 4, 5 months.
I will be closed Thursday. I do have an appointment out of town, which will take me out of the office all day. So it'd be beneficial to call if you're going to be stopping by, just to make sure I'm there.
All right. Good idea.
Yep. We have another announcement.
Yes.
DNR to showcase career opportunities for veterans. Sounds like a DNR job fair. Events are planned on January 15th in Marshall and January 16th in Willmar. Veterans will have the opportunity to learn about career opportunities within the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources at three different events in Marshall and Willmar. A pair of January 15 events will be held for veterans in the Marshall area, while a separate event will be offered on January 16th in Willmar for all veterans and others interested in DNR career opportunities. DNR is collaborating with the Career Force Center and Southwest Minnesota State University Veterans Resource Center. I was one of the first members of the Veterans Club at Southwest Minnesota State University.
A founding member?
I guess you could say that.
All right.
To connect with veterans with DNR staff members. First event will be held Wednesday, January 15th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Marshall Career Force Center. It's open to all veterans. Second event, geared towards veterans currently enrolled in college, will take place the same day from 1:30 till 3:30 at the SMSU Veterans Resource Center, also in Marshall. Now, the last time I was at SMSU and the Veterans Resource Center was in the Social Science Building, on the farthest north classroom building in the of the campus. I don't know if it's moved yet, and that was three, 4 years ago that I was last there. So
I'm sure somebody will guide you
yes.
way, or look for the signs maybe,
yes.
or something. So
yep. It's an opportunity for veterans to learn about careers that match their military job skills. Veterans can meet with DNR staff and learn about the types of jobs that are available and how skills gained during military service can work for the department. DNR staff will provide the same opportunity for veterans and anyone else interested in January 16th in Willmar. Goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. will take place at the Career Force in Willmar, formerly known as a Workforce Center, located at 2200 23rd Street Northeast, number 2040. DNR is a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon organization. It means the agency is recognized as having policies in place that support service members and their families.
All right. That would sound like a good thing if you're interested in that kind of work.
Yeah. If you like to hunt, fish.
All right. A lot of good jobs at the DNR.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. We'll catch you again next week on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
On Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.